Now we're recording.
Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome, finally.
Finally. I'll introduce the show.
All right.
I'm playing one. I'm just kidding.
All right. They can't handle the truth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sonic Similarities, a new show about genres of music. My name is Char, and my co-host is...
You sure you want to introduce the show?
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sonic Similarities, a show that is dedicated to genres of music. My name is Char, and my co-host is Annie. We're going to discuss the history, scene, politics, and origins of genres and subgenres, and describe how they came to be and showcase their greatest examples. So I'm Char.
And I am Annie, the real star.
Yeah, sure. and today's episode is, Annie?
Today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite genres, post-hardcore. One that I've been listening to since my youth, which is now waning.
post-hardcore, yeah. So let's, what is post-hardcore, firstly?
All right, so to start off, I want to talk about how post-hardcore is its own separate thing from post-punk. Obviously, they have lots of crossover, as do any genres. But post-hardcore was more exclusively an American phenomenon. The earliest appearances of post-hardcore itself were primarily on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., and the surrounding area. I believe it's Maryland is the surrounding area of Washington, D.C. In the early 80s, early and mid 80s. It was very straight edge.
Right. It was like, it was kind of like an emotional response to punk, right? Like,
yeah, like the immaturity and the volatility of punk and the sort of the, that's a good way to put it, the transient nature of the movement. Like, the movement for punk was never gonna last as a movement, at least not the origins of it, because it was so flammable, catalytic, easily, like it was built to burn. You know what I mean? And the people who were progenitors of the movement did burn out.
Yeah. Or died.
Or died, yeah.
Yeah, so hardcore came along and it was a little more like intense, right? And like melancholy almost.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like
serious almost.
Yeah, it was like the understanding that punk didn't really change anything or hadn't really changed much politically. And that now it was about sort of examining life in a more mature way, I think. You know, punk sort of comes from white kids thinking, fuck you, conservative dad. And that's not to undercut bands like Death, who obviously are all black or bad brains. But the movement itself was primarily white.
Yeah, it's kind of like punk with minor chords.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It combined a stronger command of songwriting and a better sense of melody and rhythm and a more introspective lyrical focus, I think. Yeah, and as it evolved, post-hardcore became many, many different things, including emo. Mm-hmm. It infused itself with rap in a lot of ways, with bands like Show Me the Body.
Yeah, well, we'll start getting into some more. We'll start playing examples, and we'll start how we're going to do this show is we'll start at kind of the beginning, almost. Not like exactly the beginning, not like the first post-hardcore, but like the post-hardcore we dig, or you chose, Annie, for this episode, and start at like where it started, kind of, and then go to like where it is now, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to keep in mind, a lot of these songs that we're going to be playing are not, you know, the be-all, end-all of post-hardcore. Like, there's so many other bands that are very, very important to the genre. Yeah. But we only have so much time and so much energy. So
these are our favorite examples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I might actually have to add one as we go, but we will talk about that.
Cool. Cool. Well,
Without further ado. This is, what's our first one? This is Something I Learned Today by Husker Du, one of my dad's favorite bands.
Thank you. That song was called Unsung by Helmet. And the song before that was Something I Learned Today by Husker Du.
Yeah, sorry. Let us turn off this VHS Spider-Man that we have playing in the background.
Yeah, we are watching Spider-Man on VHS.
VHS.
And Daredevil trying to hurt Spider-Man. And we don't know why.
Yeah, it's not very cool of Daredevil. Anyway, so yeah, the first song was Something I Learned Today by Husker Du, and followed by, as many of you will likely know, Unsung by Helmet, if you ever played Guitar Hero 2. I don't know if our fan base is old enough. But
I don't think we have a fan base yet.
Hey, I'm a fan. So yeah, talking about post-hardcore and our show as well, we're kind of just going to use this show as a way to showcase some of our favorites. We could go into much more detail about each genre, but as of right now, unless depending on the reception of the show, we kind of feel like we'd like to just play some music, give you guys a chance to listen to something that you might not have heard before and decide for yourselves if you like it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah,
what the show's going to become. We might start going deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go less deep. Yeah, maybe. Isn't Patreon like the OnlyFans of
people who don't
creative stuff?
Put their dicks on the internet.
Yeah. CD. I didn't realize the CDs were, I guess it was the 90s. Makes sense.
Yeah, crazy. There's a DVD in this VHS.
Wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, so that was Helmet. Helmet, that was an 80s band, or were they 90s?
They were still in the 80s.
80s. So yeah, those two were from the 80s. Next up is a song called Baby by Soulside. What's Soulside all about, Annie?
Soulside was early 90s post-hardcore, or was it late 80s? Who knows?
Late 80s, early 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s. They kind of started to move more into, and this is something that you'll see, that post-hardcore becomes more and more spastic and aggressive as it kind of progresses, which is something that I quite enjoy, particularly when we get to bands like Refused, spoiler, who me and Charlie both quite enjoy.
Yeah, Refused fucking slaps. I can't wait to get there. Okay, yeah, well, this is the progenitor to...
This is when post-hardcore started to move in that direction. So we're going to play Baby by Soulside and Come to You by Fuel as well. I think cool. It's a good follow-up to that.
Cue to you.
Cue to you.
Yeah. Cue to you.
Come. I got you. I got you, Charlie.
He said it.
Say the line, Bart.
Okay, so Baby by Soulside coming up next on Sonic Similarities.
Subsonics. Two guys, two boys, two little boys talking about music.
Yeah. You.
Yo, we just learned they don't even use bullets in VHS Spider-Man. It's only lasers. That's crazy shit, man.
Well, yeah, why is that? I think it's like a, like, it's like controversial to use real bullets. It's a little too real, you know?
Yeah. We wouldn't want kids shooting up schools or anything, right?
Oh my fucking God. Dark, dark shit.
The depressing thing about that is people can listen to this whenever and it will be relevant.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we should start a petition to get replace guns with lasers. Then we just start.
Wouldn't that be like more people. Destructive?
Yeah, that's true. No guns. All guns should be eradicated from this world.
True. I would agree with that.
I don't know. Like, if no one has a gun, then no one needs a gun.
But the fact that anyone could have a gun.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, that's a whole other thing.
Who was that?
That was Soulside Into Fuel. Cool. Two great songs. I particularly like the Soulside song.
Yeah.
But you can start to see some of the more like impressive linear compositional aspects to post-hardcore, especially with like how long the Fuel song is and how many sort of phases it has. Something else I want to mention is that post-hardcore is very much built around the breakdown and the bridge to a song. Like that's always very important in a post-hardcore song, especially as we get more.
It's like they break it down and it builds back up into the
Then it's like a reincorporation of the stuff that happened in the beginning,
right? And that's kind of like almost like a dance music trope, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Post-hardcore is inherently dancey,
right?
You know, you had people like the lead singer of At the Drive-In, who would yell at people for moshing into shows. He would go, "You dance! You dance at my shows! You don't mosh!"
Right.
Which I think is silly, but it's still kind of based.
He's like, "This is dance music."
Yeah.
Not mosh music.
It's not mosh music. Yeah, that was his philosophy.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that. The songs started getting more like technical and complex and
for sure
melodic and rhythmic and all that stuff.
Yeah, not even so much more catchy. Like punk was always catchy, but you had things like you know, Minor Threat. People would, the whole culture around that was moshing, right? It was about aggression, and even as aggressive as post-hardcore is, it sort of moves more into that more mature kind of dance direction.
And we're talking about post-hardcore, so what about hardcore? Like there's punk. And like, what are the what are the differences in hardcore and punk? Like, not post-hardcore, but just hardcore. Like,
Well, hardcore.
It's one of the same.
You start to move more into, you know, the metal direction. Like, hardcore is what birthed things like metalcore from Converge. Hardcore was a more, I think, traditional fusion. Or not traditional, but a more straightforward fusion of punk and metal. Whereas post-hardcore incorporates some metal elements later on, but I think it was always more about the dancing or the groove and the post-hardcore is a lot more listenable or accessible than hardcore ever was. Hardcore was a lot more uncompromising and straight up aggressive.
Yeah, that's why I personally I really like post-hardcore because it's very, it's like melodic and hooky, a lot of hooks, and just more like kind of the word pop I hate because it just means popular, but you know what I mean? Like it's more poppy in that sense of like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you compare something like
approachable.
Relationship of Command that came out, I believe, a year after Jane Doe by Converge. And, you know, you listen to those two records side by side and they're completely fucking different. Mm-hmm. Like Jane Doe is uncompromisingly aggressive.
Are these the same bands?
No, different bands.
Okay.
At the Drive-In was Relationship of Command and Jane Doe is by Converge. But Converge was very much a product of hardcore and less so of post-hardcore.
I see, yeah. So next up we have Here Come the Rome Plows by Drive Like Jehu.
This is where we start to get a little spazzy, folks.
Spazzy?
A little spazzy. A little more, some higher vocals, perhaps a little more inaccessible for some of you.
A little more intense is what you're saying, kind of like.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, let's check it out. And then we're going to go into, actually, yeah, we'll go from Drive Like Jehu into Fugazi, Birthday Pony, and then we'll talk about Fugazi after this.
Yes, because I know there are people who are Fugazi's, out there wondering why we haven't played Fugazi.
Fugazi's the one. It's the shit.
It's the shit.
They're the guys. All right, here's Here Come the Rome Plows.
Here come the Rome Plows.
right. That was
Drive Like Jehu and Fugazi.
And you're listening to Sonic Similarities with Char and Annie.
Hell yeah.
First episode, post-hardcore. Thank you for listening. So yeah, that last song was Fugazi, and obviously Fugazi is like one of the primary...
Yeah, Fugazi is probably the band that you all have associated with post-hardcore, I would imagine. If you're not super familiar with the genre, Fugazi is the one that everybody knows. So for anyone who doesn't know about Fugazi, they came out of Ian MacKay from Minor Threat founded Fugazi in... 87, 88. Mm-hmm. And they proceeded to release some of the most influential post-hardcore material ever. That song in particular is one of my favorites. The reason that we waited to play Fugazi is we're sort of trying to be a little more chronological with the way that we play it. And I personally really wanted to play something from Red Medicine as opposed to 13 Reasons.
Right. Yeah. They
not 13, like, 13 songs.
All their
13 reasons.
All their albums were like very different, right? Like that's what I'm saying. Like they did, like they experimented a lot.
Yeah, they moved very much more into noise and experimental as the band progressed. And I did not mean 13 reasons. Charlie will eventually become my 13th reason when he refuses to marry me. But.
Okay. Sweet. Yeah. Well, Fugazi. What the fuck is next? Refused.
One of our favorites. I think probably both of our favorites on this list.
Annie told me about Refused when we were getting ready to do this show, and I have not stopped listening to them since.
They're so fucking good. Okay, so this, the song that we're playing from this record is from one of the only, perhaps the only important post-hardcore band who is not from America. They are from Sweden?
Yeah, I think so. Sweden.
Yeah. And so this record was fucking insanely influential. A lot of people credit it as the record that sort of split post-hardcore into the many-headed hydra that it later became with things like emo
right.
and screamo and whatnot.
Totally,
but
yeah.
This album, I think, it sounds fresh all the time. It is a classic, and it combines all the best elements of the hardcore and the catchiness of post-hardcore.
Yeah, it's almost like pop punky in a way, mm-hmm. and like there's some like electronics in there, like some like techno elements.
Oh yeah, yeah, the song. Jazz too. The fact that so the record is called The Shape of Punk to Come.
Yeah.
Which is a reference to The Shape of Jazz to Come, which is an Ornette Coleman record.
Yeah, we implore you to listen to this whole album because they kind of play on that theme of, mm-hmm. and they'll take little interludes from that The Shape mm-hmm. of Jazz to Come, and then like bleed it into the album, and then like, it's super mm-hmm. fun and.
It's a great fucking record. And then we're going to go into One Armed Scissor by At the Drive-In, which any of you who have been listening to post-hardcore before likely know. This is possibly, if any of you go and listen to this record, it might become your favorite on the list. Also a classic, one that I personally quite enjoy. Not quite as much as Refused, but is very, very good. A lot more emo. Then Refuse to be sure, but is still a classic. And then we're gonna go. Do you want us to play one more song after? I think we've been going on pretty long.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go into the next.
And then we're going into Unwound, October All Over, which is that record Leaves Turn Inside You was very depressing, very dark sounding. Probably the I don't want to say relaxed, but the most low key record on the list of records that we've played so far. It really represents the subtleties of post-hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, well, you're listening to Sonic Similarities. This is Refused with New Noise. Yes, Refused.
Refused. Oh, yeah.
Yes, punk music. Very cool.
Punk music.
Very cool. We play
very punk. German.
I guess they're Swedish, but I'm just doing like a broad European accent.
Don't let any... We hope there are no Europeans listening to this.
If any Europeans have any issues, send us an email. All right.
At our public email. We yeah, definitely have.
We have that. Okay, here it is. Bye. We're not
blood is a vastness, hollow vacuum, choppy oxygen tanks. They hibernate, but have they kissed the ground? Pucker up and kiss the asphalt now. Tease this amputation's winter glaring. Shit has access now. Sickles found in the seat. Self-destruct.
Okay. Welcome back to Sonic Similarities. You are listening to that show. I'm Char. I'm joined by Annie, my co-host.
Why am I the co-host?
We're both co-hosts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have a pilot and a co-pilot. They're not both co-pilots.
Okay, sorry. I mean second host. Other host. Host two.
Thing two.
Host one.
Do what? I'm thing one, he's thing two.
It's a completely democratic podcast.
Democratic.
Who was that we just listened to?
So we went from Refused to At the Drive-In to Unwound. Unwound finishing with a very different vibe from the first two.
So we went from like New Noise or Refused is like 90s, like mid? No, late 90s,
late
right?
90s, yeah, into the early 2000s. So now we're just going to, I think we're going to finish on a track that, while not directly connected to anything we've played before, has come out quite recently, and I think we both like.
Well, let's just say, like, so we went, like, into the early 2000s, and then post-hardcore started fizzling out, kind of, right?
Yeah, more or less. It was less of a movement musically at that point, and became a lot of different things. You know, it started moving into emo, or screamo, and a lot of different genres.
Right. So yeah, emo, and yeah, that's kind of where it became. And it less, yeah. And then so now we're going to move in because it fizzled out, and now it's more. What do you say is like it's more of like a.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, in the early 2000s, you had many influential groups breaking up. You know, like, Refused broke up, for example.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There were a lot of key players in the early 2000s that just kind of fizzled out. And as a result, the movement, I think, sort of died. Obviously, its influences are still around.
Totally, yeah.
And so we're going to play a track by Show Me the Body that me and Charlie both quite enjoy.
This is from, like, just a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So this is just kind of, I guess, something you can hear post-hardcore's influence in today.
Yeah, and they started blending post-hardcore with, like, hip-hop.
Yeah, elements of hip-hop, post-rock.
Yeah, totally.
Many, many different things. Noise rock. Anyway, yeah, here we go. And this is the last track on our
episode. And end the show with Arcanum by Show Me the Body. Thank you for listening to
Subsonics or Sonic Similarities.
Our first episode of our new show, Sonic Similarities.
Either way, we're just two little boys, and we're glad that you took the time to listen to our silly little podcast.
Yeah, and thank you to CITR for airing the show. And, of course, we are on the traditional ancestral unceded territories of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam nations. And we'll be back with another genre next time. So keep it locked and talk to you soon. Bye-bye. I love you.
Inside of me, I hate them. There's no love in the world for me. Arcanum, the only card I wanna see. Sometimes the last word has gotta be the first. Best stuff coming out, feeling like the worst. It gets you so good. Gotta see the girth, got a tie or a gun or a number on your shirt. Up late in the city, that's an enemy. Vision come awake, the lies and piss inside of me. I hate them, there's no love in the world for me. Arcanum, the only card I want to see. And I'm late in a city that's an enemy. Vision come awake, the lies and piss inside of me. I hate them, there's no love in the world for me. Arcanum. Anything coming out sound like a sin. City full of tombstones, that's a mass grave. In the
the middle of the riverbed. I can't bring up to the riverhead. The ghost in the alleyway told me to jump. Gotta love someone before you die by one. It's smelling like piss when the sunshine.